have a fantasy football question? Call the Fan Line at 336-1230. And now, back to Fantasy Football Thursday with Chris Tubbs and David Brown.
Great stuff from Ziad Dadul. He's going to be our injury expert every week right here on Fantasy Football Thursday. I'm Chris Tubbs along with David Brown. David, I know we're running a little bit behind. Yeah, that's totally cool, but we got some business to attend to. Here we go.
Question one.
All right, give me somebody whose stock went up and stock went down in this preseason.
Well, unfortunately for fantasy owners, Blake Bortles' stock went up, but Jacksonville still seems keen on not starting him. So as far as a fantasy guy, even though I questioned him earlier, I think Kelvin Benjamin has established himself as Cam Newton's number one wide receiver target. He'll be targeted a lot in the red zone. He's shown he can be consistent in the preseason. A guy who's gone down, RG3. RG3 has just been maligned. And the worst part is, even if he's still the starting quarterback, he lets criticism affect him so much, calling out the doubters on Twitter and things like that. After last season, he just needs to be focused and not worry about outside. You know, we're the idiots who talk about him and make opinions on him. He doesn't need to listen to us. He needs to trust in himself, yeah. And he's listening to us. So RG3's stock is down.
I think the guy whose stock rose the most actually is Maurice Jones-Drew. You take a look at it. Early in the preseason, it looked like it was going to be MJD and it was going to be Darren McFadden. But I tell you what, not only has MJD look to be at the top of the depth chart, there's going to be a lot of checkdowns. So PPR-wise, Maurice Jones-Drew could be a guy that we just talked about, Steven Jackson. You could maybe look at him as a running back number three. I'm with Ziad. I am not touching Steven Jackson under any circumstances.
Question two.
Would you draft Josh Gordon in any league now that we know he's been suspended for a year?
Any league, no. Keeper Dynasty League, absolutely. Round 10 and on.
So that's pretty much what we've been saying.
Pretty much what we've been saying, because you need to keep in mind that Josh Gordon all of a sudden isn't going to fall off the face of the earth. I mean, he might, but you would hope that next season he's back. He's the same old Josh Gordon. It's not like a guy who leads the league in receiving takes a year off and it suddenly becomes irrelevant. He'll be relevant at some point if you're in a one-year league, obviously, no.
Yeah, and I think at redraft, obviously, I'm not touching him. Dynasty, I think you take a shot. Keeper, I think you take a shot at him just a little bit late. This is the ultimate buy low situation on Josh Gordon, no question about it.
Question three.
What do you make of Jermaine Kearse? 4 catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown for Seattle.
I think of him as a solid flex option now. I sincerely do. I think Percy's back and Baldwin is consistent, but Kearse really shined in the playoffs last season, especially in the Super Bowl. Got a touchdown, you know, as you mentioned, when you were up in Seattle, they just destroyed the Bears. Russell Wilson's becoming a more accurate passer, a better fantasy quarterback. You know, we questioned whether his fantasy numbers would be up there. I think Kearse has shown the ability. He'll probably flex somewhere between the number 2 and 3 receiver for Seattle. I think he's a solid flex option.
Yeah, and to me, I'm thinking about the same, because you know he's solidified the number 3 back. He's number 3 behind Percy Harvin, behind Jonathan Baldwin. Has turned out to be a really nice wide receiver for Seattle. I don't think he's going to get you great numbers, but if you're looking somebody that you know is going to get you at least a few points, maybe a nice plug and play, Jermaine Kearse is definitely a guy.
Question 4.
How does Sam Bradford's injury affect Zach Stacy?
Yeah, Zach Stacy's impact has gone through the roof. Even though Sean Hill is a capable veteran quarterback, he still needs time to acclimate to whatever receivers the Rams have. I mean, Tavon Austin is sort of hit or miss, but you don't really know what else is established there. They're going to rely on Stacy a lot more. Trey Mason hasn't showed a lot in this preseason. Zach Stacy's impact and value just went through the roof.
And I'm going to go the other way, because you know that he's going to see those fronts until Sean Hill or somebody can beat them. That St. Louis passing game doesn't scare anybody. Zach Stacy, Benny Cunningham, too. Those are going to be guys that are going to be looked at to carry a lot of the load, but I don't see Zach Stacy. To me, he's fallen actually down a couple of spots. I know he's going to get a lot of attention, but I don't know what those defenses that they play. I mean, you can play 8-9 in the box, kind of like what they did against the Vikings and Adrian Peterson, but a big difference between Adrian Peterson and Zach Stacy. We'll wrap up the program and throw a little either-or at you. When we come back, it's Fantasy Football Thursday, coming back in 30 seconds here on KWSN.